I'm Justin Lewis, host of WKMS podcast Something from Nothing, a show about the creative process and the individuals involved. The podcast features local artists and musicians for a discussion about their creativity and how they are inspired, their story as an artist. This week is a little different. The show will be two episodes that feature the Lowertown Arts and Music Festival. The first show will focus on the local musicians, and the second will give attention to the regional musicians who will be at the festival. I have three guests with me to talk about the upcoming music. Joining me representing McCracken County Public Library is Becca Haumeier. Becca orders the music for the selection at McLib, and I must say there is a great selection over there, and I highly recommend anyone check it out. Thanks for being here, Becca.
Well, thanks.
Also in studio is an artist of many sorts. Shandon Simmons is here and will also be on the main stage with his band Fair Seas. We will talk about them later. Thanks for being here, Shandon.
Thank you.
And last but not least is local musician, season one guest, and soon to be Murray State graduate, Melanie Davis. Welcome, Melanie.
Thank you for having me.
All right, well, let's start with you. You will be playing the festival with your band, Cruel Waves. Talk a little bit about your band and what people will hear from you guys at the festival.
Like you said, our name is Cruel Waves. It's myself and Alejandro Villanueva. We both play guitar, but at some point in the set, I usually switch over to drums. And it's, we describe it as beachy dream pop music. So sort of what you would hear brings you back to a more tropical location.
All right. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Well, why don't you play us part of one of the songs that the festies will hear?
All righty. This song is pretty new. I think it's probably one of the newest ones we have right now. And it's called Moon Song. It's important to start in the right key.
Very true.
Yes. Sitting on a throne of velvet and lace, diamonds studded through her hand, her face. A melancholy passerby you never quite met, a face hard to forget. When she dips behind the west, dropping into her sunken chest. And shining and pale hands where you stood. The ocean opens up to swallow what's left. Machine guns go off as you sink to its depth. But darling, oh darling, you'll always be beautiful to me. Yes, you'll always be beautiful to me.
All right, thanks. Sounds great.
Thank you.
Shandon, Melanie is not the only 2B performer in the room. You'll be playing the main stage with your band Fair Seas, I think. Tell us about what the audience ought to expect from you guys.
They can expect to see us
That's for sure. We will be making an appearance. It's been...
You're setting the bar very low.
Yeah.
Smart.
I'm helping. I'm doing all of us a favor. We haven't played live in quite a while. I can't even put a number on it, so it's been over a year.
So this classifies a reunion tour?
No, we didn't break up. Okay. We just did that film. You know, we did the film, and then I just kind of wanted to stay low and work on new material. You know, the first show that we ever played, we had rehearsed that set for about a year, just to have it, you know, kind of polished by the time that we would play our first show. So we kind of have been doing that as well with this new set.
Okay.
So we have new music. There will be one song featured from a previous EP, and then the rest is new material that has yet to be recorded.
Then I guess that limits the song that we can put on our podcast.
It does.
Let's play a part of the one that is recorded. What is it called?
It is called No Hope for the Wicked.
That was a good one. I look forward to hearing your new stuff as well.
I look forward to playing it. Hopefully we don't totally blow it.
Yes, I hope so too.
Yeah, on a main stage. That'd be good.
That would be entertaining as well, though. Either way.
It'd be a story.
Yeah. All right, Becca, you are not going to be performing that I know of. Is that
true?
You
are all very lucky.
Okay, yes. But you do work very closely with someone who will be performing.
I do.
That is Nathan Blake Lynn of the Wheelhouse Rasters.
Yes.
And they have a unique connection to the library. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. They began primarily as a way to bring about the Roustabout music again. So they did a lot of the Mary Wheeler music, which we have at the collection, shameless library plug. So they have now moved on and they do a lot more of Western Kentucky folk and river songs. And they actually have a new album coming out later this year called River Folk.
Okay. Well, let's play one from the Wheelhouse Rousters and nothing more appropriate than Back to Old Paducah. And you can find their music at the library all
Absolutely.
The time, right? Oh, yeah. Check it out and take it home. So here's Back to Old Paducah.
dancing on the old brick road where the Tennessee River meets the Ohio. I'm gonna put down the old banjo, swing that pretty girl down the shore.
I can always appreciate some of that roustabout music.
Absolutely. And I should mention the other two artists in the band are Eddie Coffey and Josh Coffey, both amazing artists as well.
Moving on, there seems to be a pack of young, talented Murray State student females right now.
Right.
In addition to you, Melanie, late July, we'll be performing at the festival.
Mm-hmm.
She was a season two guest, and it's quite impressive to watch her perform because she's got a one-man band set up going on.
Yep, she's doing the whole thing, whole shebang.
Right, right. Yep. So do you guys ever play together? Have you played shows together or anything?
Yes. I honestly can't remember right now if we've ever had a scheduled day where we play together, but I will say that there is something in the works right Ooh. Now with Kayla Tuttle, that's her real name, and another Kayla as well out of Murray. So
okay.
Keep that a little secret, though.
Okay. Heard it first here.
Yes. Yep.
All right. Well, here's Late July with The Chase.
Into potions, hardwired to carry on with a feeling I can't ignore. It feels like I never see the sun in the day, and darkness always seems to come. Thank you.
Well, the next band also has MSU roots. The Savage Radley have gathered quite a lot of popularity over the last few years. They contributed to your documentary, Shandon, The Rotunda Project. Can you talk about why you selected them to be part of the project and maybe give a little bit of preview as to the type of music they play?
Well, the Savage Radley, Shayna Goodman and Stephen Montgomery, we had played a few shows with them at the time of, you know, asking them to be a part of the Rotunda film. We weren't strangers by any means, but we didn't know them super well. But I actually knew Stephen better because obviously he helped Shelby in the recording studio at Loud and Clear whenever we recorded. So he was actually one of the first people, aside from Shelby Preckless, that even knew about the project. Literally some of the first people that I even talked to about it. Mm. I got to thinking about it and talking to my brother Jaron, specifically about a song called Daylight that is on the film and on the CD that demanded a duet, a female voice, you know, and mm-hmm. Shayna was the first and only choice for that song. Mm-hmm. And she killed it.
Okay. So quickly, for those who don't know, if it is possible not to know, the Rotunda Project was a documentary you did made recently. You guys had recorded inside the Coke plant and over several nights, and there were 5 songs that came out of that, and it was a very collaborative effort.
Correct.
And so that music is available if someone wants to buy that. So what would you say about the Savage Radley? What are we going to hear from them, do you think?
I really am not sure. I would say that they're going to play a little bit of what's on their album that they put out not too long ago, which is actually they pressed to vinyl, as it should be, because it's an incredible album.
Hmm. How would you describe
their... There may be some new stuff in there.
How would you describe their music?
It's got a personality of its own, but I definitely can hear the southern atmosphere in it, and the southern inspiration.
Well, I guess the best thing to do is to just play one of their tracks. This is called "Worm on a Hot Pavement," and the Savage Radley were also guests on my show. And this particular song was one that was described. So if you want to hear the background of this song, what a plug that is, then you can listen to the podcast. But here's "Worm on Hot Pavement" by Savage Radley.
Thank you.
right, Melanie, well, you performed at a show with the Savage Radley not too long ago. I guess it's actually been a few months ago now, but it was a Halfway to Lower Town show at Dry Ground. I forgot where I was going with that. Okay, here we go. I'm back. That's why you
good
have notes.
Good thing we're not live.
It is a really good thing we're not live. That's what happens when you step away from your notes.
That's showbiz, kid.
Okay, so also at that show was a songwriter named Daniel Niehoff. What can you tell us about Daniel's music?
Well, he plays acoustic guitar, and we did a songwriter in the round type thing. Haley Martin was also a part of that. But I would say, his lyrics are pretty introspective, I think, but he also has a couple really almost comical songs that he plays as well, and they're really good. He's got a voice on him. He's got a powerhouse voice, for sure. He is a belter, and he rocks that.
He's a great songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he wrote a song for a local bike ride, the Moonlight Bike Ride, and I'm going to play that one now. So here's Moonlight Ride by Daniel Niehoff.
Taking off in the middle of the night, soaking in the moonlight on my bike. These empty roads never seem so bright. So I'm gonna follow these roads. It doesn't even matter where I go, as long as my ride takes me back home. Let's get these wheels rolling. When we see those street lights glowing, we'll own these roadsides, on a moonlight ride. I'll take in the moon and stars with a view we can't get from trucks and cars. On nights like this, the sky feels like it's ours. I wish it would never end, owning these roads with my best friends, down every hill and around every bend. Let's get these wheels rolling. When we see those streetlights glowing, and we'll own these road signs, on a moonlight ride. Let's get these wheels rolling. When we see those streetlights glowing, we'll own these road signs, on a moonlight ride. On a moonlight ride. On a moonlight ride.
One of the musicians from this next band also played the Moonlight Ride at one point. Luke Taylor of Leonard the Band. They have just released a new album called Growing Pains Revisited. Who wants to talk about Leonard the Band?
They're a good group of dudes.
That's and all chick. I got.
And a wife. And she plays the drums. Mm-hmm. And they've got Zach on keys, usually the tallest guy is the bass player, but I was actually happy to see that the tallest guy in their band plays the keys and has to sit down. So, Bobby.
So you have to know the band to know that, otherwise.
Yeah. So Zach is tall, for everyone out here who doesn't know Leonard the Band. Zach is tall and an incredible keyboard player. And the band also, something that we have in common with Leonard the Band, meaning Pharisees, is that there are two brothers in the band as well. And we share that little sentiment.
And, very nice.
I really enjoy their stage presence, and I really enjoy their lyrical content and just their overall sound. They're a really phenomenal group of people.
Mm-hmm. They have kind of a psychedelic rock sound. Is that a fair description?
Sure. I'm not good at describing music.
It's pretty feel-good music, feel-good rock and roll, I'd say.
It's kind of quirky.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we can let the audience decide with this song from Growing Pains Revisited. Feeling Leonard the Band will be local legends soon enough, but we do have some local legends currently, Lugiton and 61 South, who are going to be playing the festival, and they play kind of some southern blues, and I think they have some music available at the library. Can you confirm that, Becca?
I absolutely can, and that was an amazing segue from new legend to current legend. They very much are. They are a staple in this area for blues music, and they're amazing. Yeah, and we definitely have their music at the library.
All right. Well, here's part of one of their songs, and if you want to hear a full album, swing by McCracken County Public Library. This is Oh My My by Lugiton and 61 South.
Days won't stay long. Don't get up, don't leave home. Oh my mind, oh my mind. Is this what it feels like? Feels like to die. I hate my job, hate this drive. Hit this town, hit my life, oh my mind, oh my mind. Just what it feels like, feels like to die. Maybe someday change my mind, maybe come out on the other side. Thank you.
with that ends episode one of this two-part series of this special Something from Nothing, previewing the Lowertown Arts and Music Festival. Again, the dates are May 18th and 19th, which is a Friday and Saturday. For the first time, the festival is a fundraiser for the Yeiser Arts Center. What that means for attendees is that you will have an opportunity to donate some money at the gate for your local art museum before you enjoy some art, music, and tasty eat and drink. We should be sure and mention here that there will be all sorts of art booths set up, and you can look at their art and purchase some art. And there will be food to be eaten and drink to be drank. You can find out more about the festival on social media outlets, Facebook or Instagram. You can always go to lowertownamf.com. Thanks again to Shandon, Melanie, and Becca for joining me. And a special thanks to Paducah School of Art and Design for hosting us, and Todd Birdsong for producing with an assist from Aaron Lewis. I'm Justin Lewis. Thanks for listening.